This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
I'm looking at the track of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 storms. So far, Zeta was the one that came the furthest to the east. They did have some winds, 110 miles an hour, but Mississippi got smacked big time by this one.
I think that they had enough time to necessarily prepare for this one. However, there's not much you can necessarily do when there's that kind of wind. I don't think that the thing moved pretty quickly, so I don't know that there was as much flooding as they could have had. So I think that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, they had a surge of water, though. They did have a 9-foot surge of water come into parts of Mississippi down there, and Gulfport got pretty well ransacked with the winds, too. By the way, this storm right now, you folks up in Atlanta, you're getting it right now. The winds have subsided, gusts up to 60 miles an hour, winds pretty much now 45 to 60 miles an hour, whole lot different than what it was, but you got rain with it, so be careful. And you got, what, a boy up in Georgia?
Yep, Atlanta.
Okay, so maybe he'll let you know what's going on up there, but there is some weather up there. All right, now, today President Trump comes to Tampa, Florida. He will be at the north end of Raymond James Stadium in the big north parking lot that's up there, and they were setting it up yesterday as I was driving by the stadium with the bleachers and the stage and all that sort of stuff. They're expecting a very large crowd there, so the gates will open at 10:30 a.m., and the event will start at 1:30 p.m., so it's going to be a deal where if you get there early, you're going to be there a while. Now, they've got a lot of different groups that are going to be there, meeting the president and whatnot. I will be there with the Veterans for Trump group that's going to be there assembled. There'll be quite a large contingency there, too. We'll all be sitting together in one area. And then we've got other organizations and whatnot that'll be there. This is going to be a big deal for Tampa.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concentration by all the members of the campaign that have been in and around the West Coast. Fort Myers and Naples and Tampa, St. Pete. So there's a lot of concentration here.
Right. And, of course, this is the I-4 corridor, and we're on the west end of the I-4 corridor, and things are moving along the way they're moving along. Now, Bob Alinsky, more information came out there about what he had said and how he'd said it. He says he met twice with Joe Biden personally to discuss what he was doing with his family's name and with the Chinese people that he was doing business with. Now, obviously, they camped out in front of the brother's house yesterday and tried to get comments from him, and he wasn't talking, even though they did show pictures of him carrying groceries or something. And then, of course, they've been trying to get Joe to say something, hollered at him from a distance, and he's not talking. Nobody's talking. Not even the media is reporting this again, his buddies in the media. But, of course, One American News Now, Newsmax, and Fox is all over this.
As is the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal and a few others. But so far it's necessarily working because you can, ask, any five people and they're not going to be able to tell you much about what any of this controversy is.
Right, because they don't know. Mm-hmm.
And so the next question is when Biden was asked if he's had any discussions with his son on his business adventure with the Chinese energy company along with other members of the family, what they now need, and Joe Biden said no, he doesn't discuss that, which is obviously a lie.
Outright lie,
so the next question ought to be, have you had any discussions with your brother Jim?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard that question asked, but nobody's talking, and except for Bob Alinsky, and now people are working very, very hard to discredit him. Everybody in the media knows full well what happened here. And they've known it for a very long time since the scandal was brewing within the Biden family dealing with all things Hunter. And that includes, because, at one point, Joe Biden, didn't really hide much of this scandalous behavior by Hunter, including...
That thought, because we're going to break, and we'll continue it on the other side of the break. We'll talk about what's going on here. And this is something that's just not going to go away. And then, of course, we had Twitter and Facebook, and they were talking yesterday, or maybe they weren't talking. We'll get into that.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness company. They sell all types of different health products there. And if you want to save 35% on your order, just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look and see what they got to offer, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll get an opportunity to save that 35%. Also, if you want to try what I've been taking, and I've been telling you about the fruits and veggies, you need a little bit more pep in your step, this will certainly give it to you. If you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, this will certainly help you out there. And if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then try the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules. They're really good for you, and they taste good, too. Now, to start feeling better, go to the balanceofnature.com website or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and give them a try. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, finish your thought, because we had to take a break there. We had to cut out early.
I don't remember where I was now. Where was I?
Okay, well, we were talking about the situation with, well, actually, we weren't talking about that. I'll tell you what, I'll jump into this one because we want to keep moving along here. The Facebook, the Google, and the Twitter guys were drilled yesterday by the Senate, and Ted Cruz had the video of the day when he said, "Who in the hell elected you the authority to be able to tell people what they can and they can't say?" Wow, holy smokes.
Well, under terms of service, granted that these tech companies are doing some pretty dark things. That's absolutely true. But the other truth of the matter here in this whole component is the blame belongs with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The Section 230 has been an issue for the last 10 or 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and never more so than certainly in the last four or five. So where's Congress been? I mean, you know, I'm happy that, Ted Cruz said what Ted Cruz said and the challenges that went on yesterday, but it means nothing if there's no consequence. So Congress has the ability to remove Section 230, amend Section 230, or whatever. In the meantime, we do have the antitrust lawsuits and that was filed about a month ago by the Department of Justice against Google, and that's fine. That's good. That's a start. But it's, you know, some of the comments that were made yesterday by some of these politicians, including some of the Republicans, while they're right, it doesn't mean anything unless there is some action. You can embarrass Jack Dorsey and you can embarrass Mark Zuckerberg, but do they care? Do these three people that showed up by Zoom yesterday, some of the three wealthiest people walking around the United States, do they care at all
mm-hmm.
that they're being shamed? The answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're absolutely right. And the other thing is that I have a question here from Lee in Tampa. Lee is saying, what were the documents that the Fox News Hunter Tucker Carlson lost with through some carrier?
We can't really know that. Apparently there was some real vetted classified documents. Or I shouldn't say classified documents, but documents regarding Joe Biden himself. And while Tucker had flown to Los Angeles to interview Bob Alinsky, Fox New York was apparently sending the documents to Tucker in Los Angeles in overnight shipment. Now, he was kind enough not to say if it was UPS or Federal Express, but if you listen carefully, it sounded like Federal Express.
Yeah, it did.
And they never showed up. Okay? Now, I would say that if anybody is smart over there at the Fox News Channel, they want the single copy of the documents.
Mm-hmm.
So, what they were, we had no idea, except that I think the larger part of the story is that somewhere between in transit, somebody got a hold of the envelope, because the envelope, when the carrier, whoever it was, or the distribution center, went and looked at film and everything else and found the envelope, it was empty.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. Yep. Now, while we're talking about mail and whatnot in FedEx and UPS, more mail in voting issues were discovered yesterday as a Postal Service worker allegedly was caught dumping ballots into another dumpster. Meanwhile, a judge has ordered the United States Postal Service to step up their mail service with ballots 1 week out.
Okay, well, we are going to have these incidences of ballots that we're hearing about, that they're finding them in garbage cans, or they're finding them wherever. We're going to have those, and cumulatively, I hope somebody's paying attention, because cumulatively they tell a larger story. A lot of races, political campaigns, these races are decided on 1,000 votes or less. So missing, some number of ballots is a big deal in some of these races.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, for the judge to come out and make the ruling of the United States postal system about, you know, stepping up their game.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty well stepped up. I mean, the post office has been under the gun for, you know, quite some time. The judge, it was an obligatory ruling that they have to do whatever it is that they have to do. And they would. There's no reason for them not to do it. Make sure that, you know, the mail is processed the way it should be processed. In isolated incidences, did something get lost or something? Yes. It looks like somewhere around 2 to 5% of mail gets sideways anyway, as a normal course of business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I got my ballot in the mail. My husband got it. And then I thought, where's mine? And 2 days later, mine showed up. And mine, the envelope was a disaster. It looked like it got stuck in kind of a sorting machine. It was ripped and whatnot, but everything was intact except the envelope itself. Those things, you know, it's an automated business. Those things do, in fact, happen. But it did come, and everything was fine with it.
Okay. Well, that's all good. Now, 53 police officers the last couple of nights have been injured in the course of rioting going on in Philadelphia, in Brooklyn, New York, and now last night in Washington, D.C., where 30 police officers were injured.
I would say that this will stay this way for probably the next month.
Mm-hmm.
You got Beverly Hills that is already boarding up businesses because of expectation. You got other cities that are doing this because you have expectations not only with the continued rioting and looting because of anti-police officer groups and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and whoever else. But going into Election Day and coming out on the other side with the results,
yeah,
it's just not going to be pretty.
No.
If they're not making provisions, if they don't have pre-planning and steps in place, for their respective cities, shame on them.
Well, the Democrats don't, because they're pretty much allowing things to take place where they are. But anyway, here comes the music, so to be continued, and I'm going to talk about that in about 30 minutes with Ron Edwards. So you have yourself a great day, dear. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check out the great articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit reps, and check out her podcast she has over there, too. All right, I will be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And come Monday morning, we're going to change this around a little bit. I think you're going to like what's going to happen. We will give the military news and headlines, just the headlines, at 2:30, at 3:30, and then at 4:30, we'll give the extended broadcast of the military and veterans news for everybody to hear all around the country. So that's what we're going to start doing, because some of this news at night, the veterans news, actually changes too because of the time zones and what's going on. But we are brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. The other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. And all you got to do, in my opinion, is to ask to take the tour, and you'll find out everything there is about their school by going to the campus and checking things out. So, whichever campus is closer to you, Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you when you do that. Well, Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are overseas. They stepped up the Trump administration's anti-China message while they were in India on a visit there to the country of India. And we'll see how things work out with all of that. Now, last week, was a bad week for Al-Qaeda around the world. They suffered a number of casualties, lost a number of their higher-ups in attacks made by the United States and, of course, our allies in Syria as well as Afghanistan. But they are still remaining resilient. They're still alive and well and out there living to fight another day. Now, it's amazing. It's amazing, in my humble opinion. But then again, what do I know, right? So, remember Captain Crozier, Brett Crozier, Navy captain, who was the commanding officer aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt? Well, the day after three sailors aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt tested positive for the coronavirus, Navy Captain Brent Crozier knew that his crew was facing a serious threat from the disease. That's when he started on deaf mirrors to ask for help from the Navy until his bombshell letter leaked, and then obviously the cavalry came running. But it cost him his command, it cost him his career, and more than likely, Captain Crozier will never command anything that floats on the water again, period. And I do believe, I think he's lining himself up for retirement as we speak. Now, we had an Army general in charge of the federal government's effort to quickly secure and dispense a vaccine come out and say that there will not be military troops on the streets distributing the coronavirus vaccines when they're ready to go. Military troops will, in fact, not have a hands-on role in distributing the coronavirus vaccines to Americans once the inoculations are ready to go to the public. So we'll see how that all works out with what they're planning. By the way, Elwin Cash's family has waited more than a decade for the Iraq War hero to be recognized with a Medal of Honor, upgrading his Silver Star Award. But now they'll have to wait a little bit longer because the Medal of Honor has been delayed once again by the DOD. And we'll see when that all takes place. Now, the combined defense system currently in place in South Korea is coming under question from a senior aide in U.S. Forces Korea. Whatever their OPCON plans are, he doesn't particularly care for it, so we'll wait and see what the Pentagon has to say. By the way, the drop in Afghanistan in insurgent attacks and coalition airstrikes has now led to the fewest civilian casualties in Afghanistan since 2012. Now, the report documented 5,939 civilian casualties, including 2,117 people killed and 3,822 wounded from January 1st to September 30th of this year. Also, the U.S. envoy for Afghanistan said that violence was still too high and the Kabul government and Taliban insurgents must work harder towards forging a ceasefire at their peace talks. We'll see how that works out. By the way, an A-10 Thunderbolt II accidentally fired off a non-explosive munition during a training exercise in South Korea, which prompted a three-day search for the lost weapon. Haven't heard if they found it or not. Now, in Korea, U.S. Forces Korea has ordered the troops to get flu shots by the 1st of December, saying that the vaccine issued by the Defense Department is safe and inoculation is especially important this year due to the coronavirus, because this can help you combat the coronavirus to a certain degree. It's not 100% foolproof, but it does help you. And Air Force Ospreys made their first landing on a Japanese destroyer to start keen sword drills. Standing on the deck of a Japanese flat top, jet fires screaming overhead, the commander of U.S. forces in Japan called out China for maligning activities against his neighbors in the Western Pacific while the all-new Air Force Ospreys were out there flying around showing what they could do. Now, as the Pentagon races to develop a hypersonic weapon, it's turning to universities for help on speeding up the transfer of technology from the laboratory to the field. We'll see how that works out. Also, as the U.S. military prepares for future flights that may see units dispersed on their own for extended periods of time, it will take newer, lighter rations that will keep the troops fueled and fed for their mission. Can't wait to see what that's like. No more MREs, I guess. Now, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, is warning that some American populations may be reluctant to take the COVID-19 vaccine because of the nation's dark history of racial discrimination and all the different reports that are going out there, such as the horrific Tuskegee experiment that a number of blacks still remember and are taught and ingrained in their minds when they go to school. I even heard about it when I went to school, and I'm not black. Now, two Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee are calling on panel leaders to hold a hearing on the Defense Department's response to COVID-19 and its role in Operation Warp Speed, which is a White House-backed effort to create and distribute a vaccine to every American. Now, they're urging a Senate hearing, but so far, it's fallen on deaf ears. By the way, the Army Corps of Engineers awarded a pair of contracts worth $788 million to replace 83 miles of fence along the southwest border with a border wall. And we all know what the border wall looks like. Now, a pair of lawmakers is writing legislation that would pave the way for the U.S. to provide Israel with bunker-busting bombs that could strike Iran's underground nuclear facilities. And we do have a new version of the bunker buster that will go down even deeper than the ones we had before then. By the way, with TRICARE freeze increasing, senators are pushing for a year-long grace period for veterans amid the pandemic, so they don't have to pay extra money out of their wallet. And by the way, the increase this year for VA benefits and Social Security is 1.3%. That will not cover the increased cost for TRICARE. Hundreds of thousands of veterans are facing the new enrollment fees for TRICARE Select beginning January the 1st of 2021. And the number of service members voting by absentee ballot is surging in 2020 and could become a critical factor in Florida, where one out of every five military absentee ballots was cast in the 2016 presidential election. Right now, it's higher than that. The percentage will be higher of military absentee ballots here in Florida. And we'll see how that works out when we find out about it. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody, Fort Benning, Georgia, listening to her talk, and we appreciate them very much tuning in and listening to us. Now, let me remind everybody about Balance of Nature, because Balance of Nature is a wellness products company, and you can go to their website, balanceofnature.com, check out all the different things they have there. I take the fruits and veggie capsules, and the reason I take them is because I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods. I like fast foods, and I certainly don't eat the right amount of fruits and vegetables either. And this is one way that I can get all that, with a Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Plus, it gives me a little bit more pep in my step, and I'm not munching at night like I used to be. I've lost some weight, and the other thing is my blood pressure dropped off, because when you eat healthy, and you have healthy proteins and whatnot in your body, you're not going to have all that stress on your system, if you will. So for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Give them a call at 800-246-8751, and don't forget the product code is RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You're going to love the way it'll make you feel. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the weather?
A little wet. Good weather for ducks.
Okay, I'm not sure if you're going to get any of this storm that's coming your way or not, but boy, they had 110, 150 mile an hour winds down on the Gulf. They still got 105 mile an hour gusts up there where it's in Alabama and Georgia headed across right now, headed in your general direction. It's probably going to be south of you, but I guess you might get a little bit of the rain.
No, we're going to get a lot of bit of rain next couple of days. So there's no doubt about it. It's coming, the wet weather's coming our way.
All right. Now, a caller wanted me to ask you about Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Which one wields the most power?
Again, they all wield a ton of power in their own right. It's hard to say which one wields the most. Google does something different than Facebook and Twitter. They control search, obviously, and, obviously with the type of data that they collect on search and what you're doing and how they go about handling advertising. Facebook and Twitter, I've collect a ton of information as well, but both of their platforms and their ability to move the narrative in whatever direction they want is most certainly, it's a powerful tool and it's problematic. I think that these companies, in my humble opinion, it's an easy fix. And to watch most of these people in Congress just flail around, just making fools out of themselves, nothing's going to come out of these hearings.
Right.
Again.
Right.
You don't allow anonymity. That's it. You force people to be verified users. That's what you do. You have to be a verified user. Can't use a fake name. Can't use some sort of fake alias. This is if you want to post. If you want to just go and read it,
mm-hmm.
fine. But if you want to post, you have to, put up or shut up. You put up who you are, okay? You have to be a verified user, and you do not edit anything, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just as much as somebody can walk into a town square or walk into, Times Square in New York City and say whatever they want, okay,
mm-hmm.
let them do that. I mean, obviously, we've got restrictions on free speech in regards to, yelling fire in a crowded theater, that type of a thing. But if you want to be a Nazi idiot or a racist this or a whatever it may be, then you know what? You can go on there and you can say what you want, but you need to tell everybody who you are. That's one of the best things about free speech is that it allows you to know who the idiots are.
So, in other words, you can no longer be XYZ number 77.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think it would solve the problem, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you verify.
Well, I do. Yeah.
I think it would definitely cut down on some of the issues. People say really nasty and awful things out there. More often than not, they're hiding behind something. They're not willing to go out there and put their name and who they are, like you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, that knows who we are.
Well, that's because we're credible. That's because you and I are credible. We don't do that crap.
But we get the threats and there's some crazy out there.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is that we stand by what we say. We'll go out and say it. Now, you got guys that go down the conspiratorial realm, like the Alex Joneses of the world, and how that they've been banned from certain platforms. Why?
Mm-hmm.
At least he puts his name out there and says who he is. As much as I disagree with many of the things that he puts out there, I will not disagree with his right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that most people fail to understand.
Speaking of right to say things, little Dr. Fauci chimed in again, and he said something that's got the stock market turned upside down. At least it didn't help, hurt it, or it didn't help it, sorry. He said, normalcy may not return until 2022.
He speaks like a politician or one of these idiots that go on CNBC and these Wall Street channels. He will throw something out there, and the key word in that sentence is may. Okay? It may not return. Well, I didn't say definitely, but I just said may.
Yeah.
Okay? He's paid to... All the guy does is go on TV. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what his job is, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Does he have a job outside of just doing interviews?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you do?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's it. You're just floating things out there. Oh,
yeah.
The wind is blowing in this direction. Oh, cases are up, so I got to go out and make a few appearances here and give my expert advice. And the media loves this crap because they don't have anybody that I can actually think behind a microphone.
Now, did you plan on coming down to the Super Bowl because you were going to be one of the 65,000 people sitting at Raymond James Stadium?
I would love to come down. I don't know how that's going to end up working at that point.
I do, and I'm about to tell you. That's why I said that. Yesterday, we found out the Super Bowl will be played in front of 13,000 fans.
That's it?
That's it.
I'm surprised that that's all they're going to allow in there for Florida.
Well, the governor wants more than that. He wants at least half the stadium, and it's not going to happen because it's the city of Tampa and the Tampa Sports Authority.
That's going to be horrible for business down there, that's for sure.
No kidding. And they built a brand new fancy five-story hotel, a Hyatt, right behind me, that I know they were planning on having every room full because they were going to be over, you know, less than a mile away from the Super Bowl, from the stadium, and that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, what they should do is they should allow Tampa to do it again in the next year just because of this.
Kind of
push everybody back a year because it's just, you know, you make that type of investment, it's not good. The NFL probably has something to do with this as well, I'm sure, and telling them how many tickets they can sell, but it's a shame.
Now, yesterday the stock market took a big-time hit. Part of it was what I just told you about. But the other thing is Boeing came out, made an announcement. They're going to cut 30,000 jobs by the end of 2021.
Again, writing on the wall with that one. I mean, who's buying airplanes right now? I mean, not many.
I thought you were going to buy a new corporate jet so we go flying around the world.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think they even sell those. I think that they're more the big planes. But anyway, obviously the defense business is probably doing well. But, between the problems with the MAX and the fact that, air travel is way down, it's problematic. I could care less. I mean, I get on an airplane, no problem at all. But many people are just afraid, and that's obviously hit them. Stock market, it's kind of looking at seeing what's happening in regards to the cases going up and lockdowns over in Europe, which is kind of funny because it wasn't too long ago where Biden and the left was like, oh, look at the great leadership out of Angela Merkel in Europe and the cases are down. They're much, much worse than it is here in the United States. And the reality is their fatalities really haven't ticked up much. The problem with Europe from the beginning is that they have socialized medicine. Okay? When there's no pandemic, you have to wait in line to get help. I mean, imagine when there's a pandemic, of course it was going to be a disaster then.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low up there.
You got it.
All right, thanks very much. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You hear him on many of these same stations over the weekend, and he's been a long-running program for well over 20 years. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.